Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
A year ago, my wife decided it would be a good idea if we took Spanish lessons. They'd keep our middle-aged brains sharp, she said. Also help us understand what people around us are saying. You see, Spanish is the second biggest language in the U.S. after English, but growing faster. One out of eight Americans habla español, including, it seems, most of the service workers I deal with. What I didn't know was how studying Spanish can change the way we think about life, history, and, of course, immigration. Spanish isn't really a foreign language. Came to our shores a century before English did. Never left. We speak it every day. Vanilla, cafeteria, breeze, barbecue, cargo, ranch, alligator. They're Spanish. I began eavesdropping on Spanish conversations. Not hard to do if you live in an American city these days. Couldn't really understand them, but they sounded a lot like English conversations, only nicer. Spanish, especially the Latin American varieties, seemed to be more formal, gracious than American English. There's heavier use of please, sorry, may I, good day, good health, thank you, thank God. I don't know if that's just a linguistic quirk or something deeply cultural, but I'd put my dinero on the latter. I started watching Spanish movies and TV series. Netflix has a good selection. Couldn't get much from those either, but they all seem to take family seriously. Also faith, loyalty, and graciousness. Which brings us to the crisis on our border. Tens of thousands of Spanish speakers are trying to enter the U.S. They're fleeing natural disasters, political and gang violence, famine, poverty. Whole families are showing up. Also, unaccompanied children, though most of those have family here. Familia. You hear that word a lot from Spanish speakers. Must be important to them. Used to be that way with us, too, before divorce, working moms, three-job dads, latchkey kids, and our former policy of separating families at the border. And yet, some very American ideas sound pretty good in Spanish. Jennifer Lopez lapsed into it at the recent presidential inauguration for the last line of the Pledge of Allegiance. That I could understand. Forgive me here. Una nación. Bajo Dios, indivisible, con libertad y justicia para todos. Maybe we should all study Spanish. Might help us see things in a new way. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.